If you're listening to this while on the way to or home from the mall, there's a pretty good chance you're not alone. Black Friday has traditionally been the kickoff for the holiday shopping season. But Valley-based retail analyst Jeff Green says there are a few things working against that this year.
Well, retailers are worried, and I'm worried too. I mean, some of the national associations have said that things will be up anywhere between 3 and 10%, and I think they're going to be totally flat.
Why is that?
Well, first of all, there are five fewer shopping days between Thanksgiving and Christmas, of which there's one less weekend. You also have Hanukkah, which is earlier this year, so many of those gifts will be bought prior to Thanksgiving. So retailers have really realized that they have to amp it up sooner this year, and they've been doing that.
So does that mean that we're seeing more deals now, or just Christmas and holiday displays?
Oh, I think it's holiday displays basically started in October. The Starbucks Red Cup came out in the end of October, which to me is a very interesting signal of the holiday season starting. You saw ads in October. We've seen a lot of deals in November that'll continue right up until and through Black Friday.
How much of a role does the overall economy play versus just the calendar and how many shopping days there are between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Well, I think here you've got the economy. Another thing also is that, you know, back to school was not very strong. Halloween was not very strong. And so retailers realized that Christmas is also signaling the same thing.
So given the fact that retailers are kind of freaked out about how the season's going to go, does that mean that shoppers will have more opportunity to save some money when they're buying gifts?
Oh, I think actually what we're going to see is some deep discounts between Thanksgiving and Christmas all the way through. But they're also very lean on their inventories this year. So if there are specific things that the customer wants to get, they need to buy it now.
Would you say that the same rules apply to online retailers as brick and mortar stores?
Well, I think you have to split them up between online retailers that have a brick and mortar presence and online retailers that do not have a brick and mortar presence. Online retailers that do not have a brick and mortar presence are not as concerned. Those who have a brick and mortar presence are trying to figure out the best way to also drive sales to their brick and mortar port.
Are there particular sectors of retail that you think maybe will do better or worse this year? I mean, are there particular things that people seem like they're going to be buying more of this year than in the past?
I actually think it's going to be a little like last year, where we saw consumer electronics continue to be very strong. Though I have to say home furnishings has actually picked up this year, so I think they'll have a strong holiday season.
Is Black Friday shopping still a big thing? I mean, do a lot of people still go to the malls and fight the crowds? I mean, is that still a thing?
No, I think it's been watered down a bit by things like Cyber Monday. I mean, you still have kind of a dichotomy on Black Friday between people who have never shopped it and won't ever shop it, and people who always shop it and continue to shop it. But the fact that now Black Friday has oozed into Thanksgiving, I think it's spread out Black Friday from being actually 24 hours to being something closer to 30 hours.
Jeff Green is a Valley-based retail analyst.